I love you. Do you love me? Really? Thank you. You're such an amazing person. I love hearing you say that. It's not that I don't trust you when you say this. I'm just scared sometimes. No, not of you. I would never be afraid of you, darling. You're much too sweet. It's of others and myself. Why would I be? I mean, it's no big secret that I'm a little bit clingy and overprotective. Do I not smother you? I feel like my actions may end up running you away. I try analyzing myself, and it's just... I've never met someone like you before. You're so understanding of my quirks. You even encourage them. Others, all my life, have been trying to suppress the way I am. And in meeting you, I think I've turned into a yandere. Not the crazy type that would break the law to keep you with me. I'm not completely insane. But sometimes I see in my actions regarding you that I am a bit too much, right? You don't think so? But I've personally noticed I've been giving death glares to others when they're trying to talk to you. I squeeze onto your arm so tightly, to the point where I think I'm ruining your circulation. And anytime I go outside, I never, ever, ever let you out of my sight. I'm ridiculous, aren't I? You take it as me just being protective? Well, I do too. But I have times when I notice that it's getting ridiculous. But I think I know why. I'm afraid that I'll lose you. No, not in a crowd, silly Billy. To someone else. Someone more deserving of you. Why do I think that? Why wouldn't I? Anyone would be lucky to have you in their life. I mean, come on. Just look at you. First and foremost, you're drop-dead gorgeous. I promise you, I'm not just saying that because I'm your girlfriend. It's the truth. I have seen plenty of people staring at you when we go outside. More than I'd like to see. Their gaze just lingers on you. It makes my blood boil. If they caught wind of your personality, they would try to sweep you off your feet. What about when you find someone better than me? Now, please don't get me wrong. You deserve to have someone in your life that can give you the life that you deserve. I just hope that I'm the person that's meant to fulfill that duty. But I'm very afraid that I'm going to end up running you off. So, this is my long way of saying that I really, truly apologize for being so clingy. It's something I need to work on. But I'm sure I can change. No, I will change. Just please be patient with me. You don't want me to change? Really? But what if I get worse? Maybe you should make me aware when I'm becoming too clingy. once I realize, maybe I can snap out of it. I don't want my insecurities to get the better of me. And I just know that these antics of mine will get old to you very, very soon. So it's much better to be safe than sorry. Will you please help me improve? It may take a while, but if I start now, surely in no time we'll see improvement. I just really, really worry about what this could evolve into. Yeah, I would never kill anybody. At least I don't think I would. On the other hand, it would depend on the situation, don't you think? Like, for example, if we get mugged, I would defend you in a heartbeat. On the other hand, if someone tries to flirt with you, I would assure them that you're not on the market. And then in my fantasies, I'll be, you know, doing the following things like maiming and slaughtering and, but that's just me taking off my anger, you know, taking out my stress of a situation in my own head, you know, thinking things is not a big deal, right? Actually acting out on what I'm thinking would be bad, but mentally everything's good, right? Right? Yeah, we should probably give me some help. I'm sorry. I'm just laughing at how ridiculous I sound. I mean, I'm telling you the truth, but it sounds a little silly, right? Either way, I can assure you, I will not do anything illegal on your behalf. Unless your life's directly in danger. That's the only time. Hey, don't look at me grinning like that. I mean it. Yeah. Goofball. Thank you for being so understanding. And for being the best thing to ever, ever, ever happen to me. Hello, hello, and thank you very much for listening. I am about over 50 patrons behind for shouting out, so I'll say at least 20 names by the end of this audio. I have been sitting on a few Yandere audios for the past month, and I decided to go with the one that's the most easiest to record for the circumstance that I'm currently in. The rest would be partially or fully lewd, so I have to push that off for next week. I wanted to make a character that wasn't completely psycho Yandere, and was becoming self-aware of her semi-yandere-ish tendencies, but actually was willing to seek some help for it, or at least confirm if it's all in her head or if she's actually being a little too clingy. And the listener is actually completely okay with it. But as you see that it's stressing out your girlfriend, you realize that you really, really need to help her with this. She sees that there's a slight chance of her going insane, and she wants to stop that from ever happening. Plus, at the same time, she's realizing that she's insecure and worrying about you potentially leaving her for anybody else that she deems would be better than her. She sees every single person on the planet as a threat, pretty much. And instead of tying you up and putting you into a basement to never see the light of day ever again, she wishes to improve. The reason why I made this audio mainly is because I'm not entirely sure if there's a bunch of Yandere audios that have the Yandere fully aware of how Yandere they're becoming and also wants to fix the problem. So this is my attempt at that. Now for the patrons. I'm so sorry for all you who have been waiting. Some of you aren't even patrons anymore. Hold up, let me see. Thank you to Dawn of Roxas, Nathan, Clown, Steel TTK, Cameron, Julian1177, Kowalski, Flashboy40, Fernando, ReconDog, David, RavenRock74, Dylan, Yaziel, Adam, Chenbo, Anthony, Adrian, Basin of Owls, Elliot, King Crab, Donovan, Andreas, Cameron, Edward, Jason C, Jason, Justin, Doshterman, and Jala for becoming members on Patreon. I believe that was more than 20. I think I did 30 instead. Anyway, thank you all so very much for becoming members on Patreon, whether you're still there or not. I appreciate your support. Thank you all so very much for listening, and I'll talk to you again next time, all right? Have a great day or night. Bye-bye.